Call to order, and we had this special meeting because of the resolution before you here. We'd like to deal with it tonight as opposed to at a regular meeting. Appreciate you coming at 6:30, and we'll go right into the resolution, and John Moyer is here to explain, and we'll lead in with that discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I guess I'll just stand here. Is that all right?
Just don't trip the chair.
Don't trip.
Podium.
The resolution before you is essentially asking whether you want to apply. This is contingent on passage of the ordinance at the county board. But if, assuming it passes, do you want to apply that new ordinance to Mr. Simmer's situation and allow him redemption of his property post-tax deed, meaning he'd have to pay the taxes and the interest and penalties, as well as the costs that have been assessed, and then he would have the opportunity, it would be conveyed back to him. As you know, there's also an issue of the Village of Bristol has ordered a raise on the property. Mr. Simmers knows that. I sent that order to him, which I received on the 27th of January. I sent it to him on, I believe, the 28th, and also his eviction attorney. So that's an issue that he's aware of, and will have to take into account in terms of whether he wants to, if given this remedy, wants to exercise it or not.
So, how much is all of those, the taxes, interest?
Wasn't it $15,000,
$16,000? Yeah, I'll let the clerk address that, because
I gave you the February totals.
Right.
So that would be...
I recall it being over $16,000, but I'm afraid I'm not. I don't have that at the ready exactly what that amount is. But it's somewhere north of $16,000 for all those, you know, the taxes, the interest and penalties, and the costs.
Has he approached you and said that he's going to?
John Simmers?
Yeah.
The only time I've spoken with him about this was after the last meeting, where the committee passed the ordinance onto the board, and at that time he was intent on redemption. We of course didn't know that the raise order would actually issue at that point in time, but he was still intent on proceeding to the redemption of the property.
Jerry, the raise order is in effect, and if we approve this tonight, and I see it's on the agenda for the meeting too, then if the village goes ahead, and then he can, but right now he's living in it, right?
Yes, as far as I
saying he can't be in it, because it's according to their resolution, right? So if he takes it back, we get it through the board tonight, then it's up to whatever happens. If he comes in and pays it, otherwise they're gonna tear it down, and it'll go on top of, and he'll have a lot left anyway, won't he?
He'll have a lot. I don't know about the garage, because I think there's a garage on the property also.
No, I'm just saying, if we give it back to him and they do tear it, he'll have a lot to build another one then, won't he? I mean, if it can't be repaired.
He'll have a lot. Yeah, he may also have a bill for the raise. I don't know how that's going to work, but I assume he will.
So maybe $3,000 or $4,000 for the raise, but then he still has the opportunity to build on it. It's lot. The lot is worth, you know, except for the lot if he decided to sell it. I'm just talking out loud here. So anyway, I'm going to vote for the resolution and bring it to the board. And I'm going to make that motion, and we can discuss.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Yeah, yeah. After you talk about it for 20 minutes.
What?
I'll give you a minute.
3 minutes. Give you a break tonight.
I'm just kidding with you, buddy. I agree with you, Ron. I'm gonna move to approve this on, and I mean, whether he wants to pay it or he wants to, you know, fix it before they raise it or come to some agreement with them, that really is up to them. But my vote is going to be to give him the opportunity to work that out. He seems to have help, he seems to have a plan, and he seems to have people that will jump right in and move on whatever they need to do. If they choose not to, that's fine. At least we're giving them the opportunity to do that. You know, that's kind of why we went through this whole exercise. So that's my opinion.
John?
The order that you sent a copy to everybody?
You ordered the raise that came from...
I sent a copy at the direction of chair to the committee members.
It was sent
to the entire board?
City, to the county.
Okay, to the board, to the entire...
Well, it's, I mean, that is sent to the county as owner, right?
Well, what happened was, yes, the attorney for the village of Bristol, actually, I think Randall Kirkman sent it to me as an email attachment on the 27th. I think it was, they passed it on the night of the 27th, so maybe I got it on the 28th, the next day. And there's a service requirement that it be served. It hasn't officially been served on the county, and I've talked to the attorney for the village who suggested would we waive service. I said, he also suggested that we meet and talk about what we're going to do. I suggested that's fine, let's meet, and we'll accept service at that time. But I haven't heard anything back, and we have not officially been served with the raise order. I did, again, receive it as an email attachment from the administrator, Mr. Kirkman.
So it actually hasn't been served then?
Not officially on the county. Okay. Or, well, Mr. Simmers is not, doesn't have standing because he's not the owner, he's the occupant.
County can't be held liable. The owner, if their raise order.
We're the owner, so we're liable.
We're the owner now.
No, but I meant by transferring it back.
Right.
Do we become liable in any way for the costs because we were over the owner at the time of the raise order?
I have drafted an agreement that that I would like to have Mr. Simmers and the county sign, that he knows there's a raise order, that he knows we have no control over the outcome of that, and that he's going to have to work with the village of Bristol. I don't know legally that we are going to be responsible for the raise if we don't own the property at the time the building is raised. And there's going to be a time, sometime between now and when that happens. So.
Can I have 1 minute?
Sure.
You can
have as many as you want.
We give it back to him. He decides not to pay it. The village serves a raise order. The lot's, he's got the lot, and he's got the value of the lot. So if he wants to build a new house or sell it or whatever, and then if he sells the lot, that raise order goes on whoever buys it, right?
I believe it would be a special assessment against the property.
Yeah, a special assessment. I mean, yeah.
Build it into the price.
I was kidding.
Further discussion. All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No opposition? All right.
Then
no.
Said aye.
All right. That's all the business we had on the agenda. I thought this would take longer.
Yeah, I did.
Motion turns. In order, is there a second?
Time for Anna. Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
No. Do the ticket,
man. All right.